Warden found he had his sword in his hand, though he didn't remember drawing it. He couldn't for the life of him think what good it was going to be against something like Bloody Bones, but he clutched the hilt tightly anyway. The familiar weight of the sword was a comfort, if nothing else. The wind suddenly changed direction, bringing in the stench of blood and carrion that hung around the skeleton like a rotting shroud. Jordan's stomach heaved, and he backed away involuntarily. Behind him, the horses were ready to panic again. Jordan clenched his teeth together until his jaw ached, if only to keep from screaming. He wanted very badly to turn and run and keep on running until he found his way back into the safe and rational world again. But deep down, he knew that whatever he did, the creature would come and find him. He swallowed hard and stood his ground and realized for the first time that Roderick and Argent had joined him, swords at the ready. Gawain stood at his other side, holding his axe. His face was pale, but very calm. Jordan felt strangely lightheaded. The sight of Bloody Bones disturbed him deeply on some fundamental level. A skeleton couldn't move without muscles and tendons to move its bones, but Bloody Bones stood tall and awful above his violated grave like some horrid vision from a child's nightmare, held together by foul magics and his own undying hatred. The blind head turned slowly to stare at Jordan, and he somehow knew the skeleton could see him despite the empty eye sockets.
What happened? How did that thing escape from its burrow after so long?
Someone must have undone the warding spells. The same sorcerer who raised the thunderstorm.
You must be getting desperate. Raising Bloody Bones is one thing, but putting him back in the ground afterward, even the High Warlock might have some trouble doing that.
Yeah, that's as it may be. In the meantime, what the hell are we going to do? Can we fight it?
I don't think we've much choice. After all those years in the ground, he's probably very thirsty by now.
Of course. He drinks blood, doesn't he?
If he drinks blood, that makes him a vampire. I played one once. Can't we drive a stake through his heart?
He hasn't got a heart. And he's not a vampire. He's much more dangerous than that.
Scatter!
It was dumb luck that Jordan wasn't crushed under the creature's impossibly fast pounce. The others had already risen and resumed battle positions, but Jordan was paralyzed by shock. How quickly his whole life had changed. Jordan stood frozen where he was, unable to move, as Bloody Bones swayed toward him. The huge creature looked more dreamlike and nightmarish than ever. A massive bony hand reached down, the twig-like fingers flexing before his face. The two men fell sprawling to the ground.
Thanks.
But Gawain was already gone. The runes on the blade were glowing with a scintillating white fire. Bloody Bones grinned down at Gawain, his fingers twitching eagerly. Drops of blood flicked from the bone fingertips in a steady stream. Gawain's axe whistled toward the nearest bony hand, but the skeleton drew it quickly back at the last moment. Gawain lurched forward, momentarily off balance, and Bloody Bones' right foot shot out. Gawain crashed backward into the heather and lay still.
No!
Roderick raised his hands above his head, and a wind began to blow. Sweat ran down his straining face as he used the last of his strength to fuel his magic. The wind hummed and whistled as it whipped through the skeleton's empty ribcage, but he stood his ground easily, unmoved. Argent crawled through the heather on his hands and knees, trying to sneak around and behind the skeleton while he was distracted. Jordan saw what he was doing and decided he better add to the distraction. He stood and palmed a flare pellet from his sleeve and nicked the wax coating with his fingernail. He threw the pellet into the heather between the skeleton's feet. Jordan covered his ears. He knew the thing couldn't scream. It didn't have any lungs. He felt a chill of horror run through him as he realized the flames weren't really hurting the skeleton. The blood on the bones blackened and smoked in the heat, but the bones themselves were untouched. Argent rose to his feet behind the skeleton, holding his sword awkwardly out before him. He braced himself, then cut savagely at the creature's spine. The skeleton lurched forward a step under the impact and looked back to see who had dared attack him. His body twisted all the way around so that his skull was facing Argent, in a move made possible only by his complete lack of flesh. Argent's sword was stuck fast. The bony hand lashed out and closed around Argent's throat. Bloody Bones picked him up and dangled him in midair before his grinning skull. The sword fell harmlessly from his spine. Argent clawed at the bony fingers, but couldn't budge them an inch. Blood ran down his neck as they slowly tightened their hold.
Robert!
Roderick saw a hairline fracture form on the monster's shin, but Bloody Bones refused to drop Argent. On the contrary, he lifted him higher and threw.